No mic?
No, we're on my day.
Right on course, we need to make sure the camera gets the mic. I don't want to miss the... I want to mention something to Kitzer that we spoke about last night. Sefer Sofer that was Nisgala Eli, B'chaloyim, last night. But yesterday we spoke about Dina. The Rashi brings down that V'yachakach Noilav Bas, V'yikra Shmo Dina. And Rashi says over there, because the Loshon Dina Shedona Leia Din Ba'atzmo, that if she has a boy and Rochel, that's the 11th Shevet, there's only one left for Rochel. And then Rochel won't be like one of the Shvachas. And we said, Dona Din is means a Kal V'choymer, like the Gemara says, V'haloi Dinu, lay it down the Kal V'choymer, that it can't be that her sister Rochel should be less than the Shvachas. That's why she called her Dina. It was the first person, Zoyche to Hashem, I'll be one of the Gimel Midas. Dina's name was Batsam Kal V'choymer. That was her name. Kal V'choymer. Din. Dona Din Batsma, like the Gemara says. And we spoke about the koyach of this tefillah, that even though the Turiyevan asks in Tainis, you're not allowed to be Mespala Lanes. She was already Muberis, and it changed. Mespala Lanes, Turiyevan talks about it. We said that that's by a regular tefillah. But there's another type of tefillah where a person can come with a shtikl Torah. A shtikl Torah to the Eibishter. And we built this from the Shita Mekubetzes Bava Kamanun Aleph by the Maisa with Chanun Yechoyfe Boirim and Chanina Bedoisa. And the Shita over there says that Po'omim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maskim in Svoras HaTzadikim. But that's only when the Tzadik Tainis. When Chanina Bedoisa davened with the Gvisa Svor that he had, Hashem listened. But after he died, no, the same thing happened again. It didn't work. No one could say the shtikl Torah like Rav Chanina, but that was so mamela. This type of tefillah, Kal V'choymer, we said, is a midah Shabbat Torah, like the Nachlas, the side of the Nachlas David. It's mechayim. So if she Leah had a Kal V'choymer, Hashem has to follow. It's one of the Yud Gimel midas. So even though it was mechayim v'nes, it wasn't a regular tefillah. It wasn't Hashem, please do a nice midah. You're not allowed to daven. But here she said, there's a Kal V'choymer. I can't have a boy. Mamela switch. That was from last week's parsha. So we were moitzim. We see there a new tam in Rashi in this week's parsha. That Rashi says when Yaakov Avinu, Rashi brings the famous Rashi, when Rashi says that Yaakov Avinu brought achados or yelodim, he crossed them. The Nohor, why were there only 11? He had 12 children. So Rashi asks, V'dina heichan hoisa. V'dina heichan hoisa. Dina was the one that was missing. I wanted to be moiser for the oil knew the going. I would have said more last night. When I said over from the Koyle Leo, how do you know it was Dina? Maybe it was another one. So he brings the Targum in Megillas Esther that Haman said, Mordechai, how come you not bowing down to me? And Mordechai said, I never bow down to anyone. Haman says, what do you mean? The Shvatim bow down to Esav, my Zeta Esav. And Mordechai answered, I'm from Binyamin. And everyone bowed down except for me. I was an uber b'mei imoy, in Rochel. I didn't bow down. And therefore, Binyamin was eicha, the Mikdash was nivne b'chelkoi because of that. Says the Goyin, if there would have been another shevet in the box who didn't bow down, so someone else should have had a chelik at the base of Mikdash, only Binyamin. Anyone who bowed down to Esau cannot have the base of Mikdash. So that's how Chazal knew. It wasn't one of the Shvatim, it must have been Dina. Mainly that's what the Goyin says. But there's a kasha on the Goyin. There's a kasha. Maybe it was Levi. I thought I was being mechadish the Koyle Leo last night, so I didn't say Vaita, but I didn't do that, so maybe it was Levi. Levi did not have any chelik. Chelik v'nachla in Eretz Yisrael. Levi Stam didn't have a chelik. So even if Levi would have been the one that didn't bow down, there's no raya from the fact that the Mikdash was not bechelkoi shel Levi, that he didn't bow down, because he didn't get a chelik. So the Goyin has a good shot in all the other Shvachim, but not Levi. Good kasha. Don't know what to answer. You have to know what to answer. I'll tell you one answer only because it's a Friday morning, an easy one, like a simple answer. That the think about it. It's a good question. How come Shevet Levi did not get a chelik v'nachala? Why? The pasuk says reasons. Because Hashem hu nachal osom, they're not farmers, Shevet Levi. They're not oivet zekarka. They don't make their own panosa. The Eibishter takes care of them. That halacha vaistois is a hafkah. They can't get chelik v'nachal in ganz Eretz Yisrael, but the Beis Hamikdash. That's verkehrt. That's Beis Hamikdash. There's the Mokum Avoida. They're not planting over there. They're not investing and making money. They're not going to make money off the Beis Hamikdash, even though you can find ways to make money. You could be the gabbai. You could be the gabbai of the kohenim and let people in, charge them for taking pictures and other things. Yetz Hashem, they can make big money over there. Each kohen's going to have his gabbai. I'll sneak you in. But Mestama Shevet Levi wasn't going to make parnosa over there. So Mamela, Lu Yitzu Yeshevet Levi would be able to have the Beis Hamikdash Bechelkom. Maybe that wouldn't have been Mufka. So it must have been Levi was not there also. Levi was there. He bowed down also. Okay, Akoponim. But I just added on that Loshen Rashi V'dina Heichon Hoisa. It's like a bitmia. Where was she? It's not just where was she. It's more of a maybe like a rhetorical question. We can say, but it's more like a question that demands an answer. Meaning she should be here. She's not. Not just where was Dina. Medina Heichan Oysa. Meaning it's like a tviya. So I said the pshat is because it's a pircha. It's a pircha in the Kal V'Chaim. Dina was born from a Kal V'Chaim, and this kasha was a pircha. Now we have a pircha. Where is she? Why is it a pircha in the Kal V'Chaim? So we said, because if Dina was born from Rochel, it wouldn't be a kasha that she shouldn't be here. Because Rashi says the reason why Yaakov Avinu put her in the box is because he was afraid that Esav would be Nosam Be'enov, and it was a mistake. Because he should have left her out, and if Esav would have liked what he saw, in that time they did send pictures, if he would have liked what he saw, Yaakov would have said, okay, but fine, you want this girl, but get rid of the Avodah Zorah out of the house. No more Gimel Averis Chamuris, no more vaping and drinking, and you can have her, and he would have taken the deal. But Rashi says, Shema, Rashi says, Shema Yachz Yuen Alamutov. So there was a tefiyah, so he said like this. That was the kasha, V'dina Heichan Hoysa. She should have been here because she could be Machzir Esav Lamutov. We said that tefiyah was only because she was Bas Leah. Had she been Bas Rochel, that would not have been a kasha. So I said one pshat because it would have been Rochel's only child. If Rochel has one child, my Mechat Esav, that she should give her only child to Esav. Leah had already six, and those were the Shvatim. This was like an additional present. Say this, so use it to be Machzir someone b'tshuva. So Mamele, it's only because of this Kal V'Chaymeh, because she was a Kal V'Chaymeh and she was born from Leah, now there's a Tviya, Eichan Hoysa. We want to add on that so it was Moir, this was from last night. But more than that, Be'etzem, there's another prat over here. Why is there a tviya? Maybe the Mefarshim ask, maybe Yaakov wanted to be Shomer. You never know what happens. Not everyone is Mesugal to go out and be Machzir someone B'tshuva. It takes a certain type. A person who's Shomer and Pnimo. Maybe she's not. She doesn't have the personality. Maybe she doesn't have the personality to be machzir someone b'tshuva. She has to marry a tzaddikul and stay home. The answer is, what's the answer? Before she talk a little bit about this, not in this nusuch, but I say things in my nusuch. The Olam knows. It's my. But before she say, because later on in the parsha, by Shechem, it says v'teitzei Dina. She was a yatzonis. She wasn't someone who stayed home. She went out, talked to people, the machazik people. For the right or the wrong, but she was a yatzonis. So it's only because she was a yatzonis that was her midah we see later. So there was a tefiyah. So you shouldn't. Now where did she get that from? Where did she become a Yatzonis from? Where did she get that midah from? What does Rashi say? Bateitze dina bas Leo. She got it from Leah. Leah was already a Yatzonis. Rashi brings, because it says Bateitze Leah to the Sodom to greet Yankiv. She got that from Leah because she was bas Leah. So Lefize, it's weiter. The reason why there was a Tviya on Dina Heichan Hoysa was because she was bas Leah. Otherwise, she would have been Rachel. She wouldn't have been a Yatzonis. You can keep her in the box. That's another reason why this is a, because of the Kal V'Chomer, this is a Pircha, the Dina Heichan Hoysa.
Rachel would have at least had one son.
Not yet. Binyamin wasn't born yet. No, no. If Leah would have given birth to Yosef and Dina, and
Yosef was supposed to come.
Yeah,
to
yeah, yeah. Yosef, I didn't. Yeah, that was all last night. Yosef. Okay. With Dina's Kal V'Chomer, with Leah's Kal V'Chomer, Leah was Muberes with Yosef, and Rachel with Dina. Zocher Nekev. Because of this Kal V'Chomer, Dona Din Ba'atzma, they were switched. That's okay. Unfortunately, we ask that Rachel, who dies in this week's parsha, was buried Beis Lechem, Efrosah. She wasn't zoicha to be nikbar with Yaakov Avinu. She wasn't zoicha to be in the Moros HaMachpelah. She was buried outside. And why not? My height. So Rashi brings in Parshas Vayichi that there was a reason behind it. Rashi says, because when by the Churban, when Nebuzradan was Goyle, everyone out of Eretz Yisrael, they passed by, he was sending them into Golis, they passed by Kever Rachel, and Rachel went out Al Kivra, and she was Boiche B'demois, Koil B'Roma Nishma. That's the Koil B'Roma Nishma, that Rachel Mavaka Al Boneho, Veshovu Bonum Levulam. Rachel was Mespala Luboiche. And why was she chosen out of all the Imohois to be the one not to be buried with Yankev Avinu and to be the one who's going to be Boiche Umespalel Al Bonamin? Maybe Leah. Maybe Leah. Leah had more children. Who should be the one to be Mespalel? The one to be Mavake Al Boneo? Maybe Leah. Why is it Dafka Rochel? So, I once saw a pshat, I don't remember where, that the reason is because when Rachel died, she died machmas tsar, worrying about something. What was she worrying about? Her children. She left over two babies. Who's going to bring them up? Leah had already, Leah's children were older. They already mesuda, they got the chinuch from Yankev Avinu. She put them on a good path. When Rachel died, she left Yosef was a small child, and Yaman was just born. So she died in a toich, what is going to be with my kingdom? That's how she left this world, with a daiga about her children. You see the mialedes, when Vayehi b'hakshoysa b'lidito v'atoyme lo ha-mialedes. Whoever that lady was, we don't know. I have still not found out who this mialedes was. But she said, Al Tiri, don't be afraid, ki gam ze loch ben. This is also a ben for you. Last words. So the question, what's gam? She didn't only say it's a ben, but gam ze loch ben. Don't worry, this is going to be a child for you, al pi you. This is going to be Rachel's child. We're going to bring it up like Rachel's child. She was calming her down. So in Rebaran Leib, I haven't seen it in many years. I used to learn it when I was a bocher. I used to look through the sefer. What's it called? Ayelas HaShachar. Al HaTorah. The Rebbe still looks at it? Or the bocher once went through it. Rakol Ponim, over here he says, who is this Mialedes? We don't know. What did she do? Why is the Torah telling us this? Why do we have to have the conversation of the birth, what the Mialedes said? Bishleim, if it was Rachel's Rebbe. So you tell your Rebbe all the protim at the birth and all the excitement and the bracelet and everything. But she was. She was the Mialedes. Only the Avreichim get the joke. That joke. So he says, all she did was a chesed. That's all she did. She saw an isha, a lady that was dying, with tsar about her children. So first thing she said, you have another boy. This is the second boy. You got to shave it. And gam loch ben. Don't worry. This looks like you. It looks like you. That's all she said. It looks like you. It's going to be like you. To calm someone down. And the Torah wrote these words as nitzchias. She has a sentence. Someone who has their words put in the Torah is not stam. Is not stam. That's the Doire Doiris. We are going over her words. I don't know. Maybe there's also a Sfasayim Doire voice bekever. Like when you say over someone's shtikl Torah, right? This, we say these words. Who was she? We don't know. But she did a chesed. What was this unbelievable chesed? She said a good word to someone. That's all. That's all. She had a good thing to say to calm someone. Wow. See how much a good word is worth. You never know. The Gemara says, the Medrash says that, it says, Ilu Yoda Ruvain, that the Torah is going to write this about him, he wouldn't have just saved him from the boar. He would have put Yosef on his shoulders and brought him home with a nine-piece band, a seven-piece band. Is it seven or nine? What's that?
Depends how much money you have.
Depends how much money you have. It says, Ilu Yoda Boyaz, that the Torah is going to write exactly what he gave Rus, he would have brought a much more hush of a meal. It says it on Ruvain and Boyaz and a third one. No?
Aaron.
And Aaron. It says, when Aaron went to greet Moshe, he went, the Pasuk says, Simchas Halev. Had he known, he would have gone up to him. So the Medrash there says, it says, Lefnim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would write each Maisa. You said this, you did this, you were happy for someone else. It says, today, Eliyo is Yoshev V'Koysev. Everything is written the same as then, just not in the Torah. But there are books written. And La'os Lovay, it'll be our book and it'll be misparsing. Which means not only big things you do, even things you think are small. You're walking on down the steps. You say to someone, good morning. He's like, oh, thank you. That goes down in the books. A good word. Give someone a nice smile. How do you... I'm using words as a mushroom because that's not only words. Just words are the easiest thing to give someone, and for some reason it's hard for us. It's hard for us. I'm saying for me also, right? You walk on the steps, you have to look at everyone, greet someone. I have other things on my mind. The hardest part is in the elevator. In that elevator. I always told everyone that's my favorite place in the morning, the elevator. I used to walk the steps because there's more amelus to get up to the Beis Medrash, but sometimes I take the elevator because I like the quiet. There's a rule there, you're not allowed to talk in the elevator. And there's a certain peaceful, quiet, I love it. The quietness is the only time of the day that I have that. But you're allowed to say hello to someone. I'm being mechazek myself. Are you allowed to say hello to someone in the elevator? How are you? Akoponim, this is, so Rabbi Sai, back to us. Rachel, she died mitoich this daiga about her children. So she's the one, the Doire Doiris, that is the one that's going to be Boicha al Boneh, to take care of them. She was the one that was picked. I once saw this word to her. But I saw recently in the Sefer from Chidushei Rabbeinu Yosef Nechemya. Yosef Nechemya Kurnitzer. If I don't know, it's a Sefer, it's a nice Jewish Sefer. It's Chidushei Rabbeinu Yosef Nechemya. Rabbeinu Yosef Nechemya. Anyway, so he says, "Pesinta Santa Zach." Shein Avort. He says, "See why it's in Parshas Vayechi." He's Moisef a second kasha, and he answers them both. He brings the second kasha that Rashi in Vayechi says Rochel wasn't nikbar; she didn't get the kvura with Yankiv somewhere else. To enable, so she could be mispalel; she could be on the way when they go to Golos. He brings a medrash that says there's another reason why Rochel was not zeichet to be buried, because when they left Lavan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Yaakov Avinu, he said, I want you to go to Eretz Yisrael. And Yaakov Avinu called Rochel Valea to the Sodeh, to tell them, Kodesh Baruch Hu came to me, we have to leave. He was asking them. He wanted a red duch. And it says there, Aya'an Rochel Valeya. Ein lanu chelek bebeis avinu. Rochel answered before Leah. You let your older sister speak first. Why are you popping up? Why are you speaking before your sister? The Balaturim over there, the tour is Tomer. He says, Me'oilim, he never chapped. What's going on over here? How could Rochel answer before Leah? Sorech Iyun. But the Medrash says that she was then. The Medrash says, because she was Oyne before Leah, therefore, she was not Nikbar. Sounds like she got a punishment, an Oynish. That was her Oynish. So, Frekid Rabbi Yosef Nechemya, we have two separate reasons going on over here. So he says, a Moyer Dikazach, beautiful pshat. He says, why, let's start from there. Why did Rachel answer before Leah? What's Takab Shat? Rachel Snua. What's Takab Shat? How did she answer before Leah? So he says like this. Phenomenal Pshat. He says, Be'etzem, why did Yaakov call them out? Hashem told him to go. Go. They're different. Why does he have to talk it over with his wives? Maybe today it wouldn't be such a kasha, but once upon a time, they had different, it was different. Hashem came to him, told me we have to go. Then he doesn't have to discuss it with them. You should tell him, this is what Hashem told me. So he says like this, because the Ramban brings that Yaakov Avinu married Shtei Achoyes. Ah, Yaakov Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTerekula like the others, and there's an Isra Achish Isha. Says the Ramban, that was only in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Ramban Shita over there. Yaakov Avinu was the Ovois, Kiyomu, Kol HaMitzvahs, Kulan in Eretz Yisrael. So Yaakov had a dilemma. He's married to two sisters. He knows, if I go to Eretz Yisrael, this can't continue. One of them is going to die. So, yes, you have to have their askom to go. So he called them out to speak it over with them. Well, how to go about it. Now Leah chapped that which one is going to be the one that's going to be the terrorist. Which one? The second one. Achazisha is the second one. She was first, Leah, so it's going to be Rachel. So Leah said, well, I'm going to come and say, yeah, let's go. Yeah, let's go. I'm Abish said, we're going to go. And someone else is Heshman. So Leah was quiet. She wouldn't answer. Rachel chapped what's going on. And Rachel said, the Abish wants us to go to Eretz Yisrael. We're going to Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to die. Who cares? If the Abish wants us to go to Eretz Yisrael, we'll be in Eretz Yisrael, so I'll die for it. No problem. We're going. That's why she answered. Zoptesh, she was Moshe Nefesh, she was Moshe Nefesh to go to Eretz Yisrael. So what happens when Klal Yisrael is going into Gaul, is being pulled out of Eretz Yisrael? Who's the one that has the right to speak? Bring them back. Bring them back. Rachel, why are you taking them out of Eretz Yisrael? I killed myself. So we can come to Eretz Yisrael like the Eivishter wanted. So he says, the reason why Rachel was not Nikbar B'Yakov, it wasn't a punishment. No punishments here. She spoke before Achoisa, not that she's being punished. But that means she was willing to give up her life because the Eivishter wants Yaakov and the Shvatim to go back to Eretz Yisrael. So she's the one. You're not going to be Nikbar with Yaakov. You're going to be put in a place where we need you to prevent the Mamayit, the Golas. We want to have, and she got it. She got a Haftocha of a Shavu Barom Lekvuma. That's why she was picked. It was a nice chat from Yosef Chaim. I want to mention like this. Share a vote with the Oilam because I think it's important. When Yaakov Avinu was being mispalel, he was preparing himself with the Melchoma with Esav. He prepared himself the Melchoma. He prepared a present, a doyrin, and tefillah. And he was davening, and Yaakov Avinu says, "Katoynti mikol ha-chasodin mikol ha-emes." Katoynti is a lotion of cotton, small. all the chasodim you did for me, I became small. So what does it mean I became small? Katointi, why am I small? Katointi. Rashi says, I used up my zchuyas. I have a lot of zchuyas, but they get used up. Mechoides halvavos and shara voides alaikin says a different angle. He says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for a person toiva, you have to reciprocate. Someone does you a toiva. So Hashem did you a toiva. You have nachas. You have this. Are you davening better? Learning a little bit more? So Yaakov Avinu said, this is the theme of the Chayvus Alvavus there in Perik Dalet and Avodas Elokim. You have to reciprocate to see what Hashem gives you. That's why Koyanim have more mitzvahs. Why do Koyanim have more mitzvahs? Right? Where's the Gemara say? Shani Koyanim, that they have more mitzvahs, more Yivamas, right? But as it's true, you can't bring a right. They have more mitzvahs. Why? Why does a Koyan have more mitzvahs? Because Hashem made him a Koyan. That's why. Because you're a Koyan, and I'm not. So you're Avodas Hashem on a different level. I always say Pshat. That's why the Hoidu Lashem Ki Toiv in Halal. Hoidu Lashem Ki Toiv. First, Yisraelim say it. Yoimru no Beis Aaron. And then Yoimru no Yirei Hashem. Yirei Hashem is Geirim. What happened all together? Everyone has to say their own? Because everyone has a different level of chesed they received from Hashem. Yisraelim have one. Koyim is something else. Geirim, Geres. He became a Yid. Yesh Me'ayin, everyone. Those are the groups, but each one has to feel, Prati, what's my Kili Yerlum Chastin? But that's what the Chayyim Salfava says. Yaakov says, I got so much. There's no way. No way I can give back. I'm small. Katoyti. So he comes with a tefillah, and he says, Hatzileni no miyadochi miyad Esav, ki yori anoichi. He's afraid. Va'ato omarto, and you said, Heitev eitiv imoch. He says, on one hand, I'm afraid. And Rashi says, why is he afraid? Because I know you gave me a haftocha, but maybe I did an aveira. Shema nislach lachti bechef, Rashi says. So frek the Ramban, the obvious kasha. Yaakov says, ato amarto. You said, hey, Devete. You're coming with the promise of Hashem. But at the same time, Yaakov Avinu was afraid that maybe something changed. I did an aveira, so I'm not right for the haftocha. If that's what you're afraid of, so why are you saying ato marta heite veite? The Rabban asks in Russia. Why are you bringing ato marta heite veite? Why is that a reason if Shema mislach lech bechet? So, okay, I hear. Rashi says a double loshon, heite veite. Heite b'tzchus atzma, maybe. He has a saying of pshat. Rashi says, heite b'tzchus abisecho. So maybe on that, you know, it's a nisha for Rashi. But I'm going to tell you two pshatim on this kasha. Each one is a yesoid, you remember. The Ramban, something powerful. Says the Ramban, Avada Yaakov Avinu knew he was mislachlech, he's not roi. So why is he saying, hey, David, he said, Afa pisha hoisa pachtosoi, pe nigra mache, Omar. He said like this, Osisi imodi chasodim gedoilim, sheloi hoisi roi lohem. Yaakov Avinu said as follows, everything you did to me till now, chesed, emes, I was roi. Elamai, I see you're a nice guy, you're giving to me even though I don't deserve. So give me my turn. So give me, you said, hey, Dave, hey, Dave. I wasn't roi the first time. So for whatever reason you did it, there's no reason it shouldn't continue now. If a person has a hakorah, a person thinks magili, so then you have to worry about the future. But a person's, I'm where I am, this kol kol chesed. I was never roi from the beginning. There's some, not that I'm undeserving. There must be, there's something over there Hashem sees that maybe over, whatever it is. It's a Ramban. What a pshat. Olam knows the goyim, nishmas. Say yes. The goyim says, in the Siddur Agro, nishmas, ad heino, Azarunu chasadecho, v'loy azavunu chasadecho, ad heino Azavunu rachamecho. V'lo yazavunu chasamecho. The altit sheinu Hashem alekeinu lenetzach. Who could be mevakish altit sheinu Hashem alekeinu lenetzach? If you got it, machmas yoschuyis rachamim v'chesed till now, so you make sure you continue. But when we say ad heina azavunu rachamecho, it was rachamim. I was never roy from day one. And meila, I can be sure. Al techeinu Hashem alekeinu lenetzach. That's what the great said. Is this Ramban? Rabbi said that is pshat number one. We'll chazer over the kasha, and I'll say pshat number two. The kasha was if Yaakov Avinu felt he wasn't roy. So what's he saying? Ata magde heite veite. So Pshat once from Rabbi Yosef Bloch has a sefer on Betochen, and he says Pshat in the pasuk Lahagid ki Yosher Hashem Suri v'loy Avlos Avoy. What are we saying? Hashem is Yosher, and he doesn't have an Avla. Avla is like an Avla. I don't know how to translate exactly an Avla. But Avla someone. But you first you say, you know, you're very Yosher. And you don't ba'avel people. Maybe say the shvach the other way. You don't ba'avel people, you move up. Yosher, you're a yosherdik a person. Tzadik, tzadik. Lahagid ki yosher Hashem. Talks about Hashem being a tzadik, but Hashem being yosher. And, you don't ba'avel people. So he said a moridik atayich. Moridik atayich. He said, what does it mean an avla? What does an avla mean? So he gives an example over there. He says, let's say someone has to make a flight. He has to be by the airport at a certain time. Crucial flight. It's very crucial in his business. The whole thing will fall apart if he misses the flight. And he calls up his friend. He says, listen, you go every day. You live downstairs every day. You leave the house and you go to the airport. So tomorrow I'm going to be down there 7 o'clock. And I'm going to go with you because I must make this plane at 8 o'clock. It's the most important thing plane ever took in my life. So I'll be down tomorrow 7. Now, his friend never promised to take him. He never said yeah. His friend, for some reason, decides not to go the next morning or leaves early, and he doesn't take him. Could you say that friend who he called, could you say that he's not Yosha? Is that a lack of yashrus? The answer is no. What's that with yashrus? I have to give him a ride? No, I have to give him a ride. I didn't tell him I'll give him a ride. He called me and told me he'll be down there to take a ride with me. Is there a lack of tzidkus and yashrus? What's lacking over here? So he said, you ba'avled someone. Why? Because he relied on you. When someone is totally reliant upon you, and you're the one who can help them, the only one, and you don't, you ba'avot him. That's an avlo. Right? That's called an avlo. You know, people, the game, you fall back and someone catches you. Yeah? A trust game. It's used in therapy for something, I'm not sure what. But you fall back, someone's supposed to catch you. So imagine someone fell back and you caught them. And then you do it, your turn. You fall back, he doesn't catch you. I didn't say I'll catch you. So you caught me, but I have to. There's probably more things wrong with this guy. But one of them is, it's an avla. What do you mean? Someone is totally relying on you and you let them down. That's called ba'avla. He said, betochen. The translation of betochen is not trust or belief. It's reliance. To be boitech b'Hashem means I'm relying on Hashem. I'm relying. And when you rely on Hashem, the pshat is as follows. Even if there's things the Eibishter you didn't say, Yaakov Avinu is saying, Azoy, I came here and I left and I'm coming back because you told me to. You want to know the words haftochas? Don't know, I'm roy or not. But ato amarta heitiv heitiv. And I relied on that. That's what I'm doing here right now. I'm in this position because I relied on you. That was the time of Yaakov Avinu. You're right. I'm not coming with tzachuyis, but I'm falling back. Because you told me to fall back, and I relied that you're going to catch me when I fall back, and here I am. That's betochen. And that's the schus. I don't remember if he brings this medrash, but there's a medrash in Tehillim on the pasuk Tehillim Chof Hei, pasuk Beis. David HaMelech says, Elokai, b'cho b'tachti ala voisho. We always talk about v'lo yevosh, ki b'cho. What's v'lo yevosh? Why should I be embarrassed? Because you rely on someone and they let you down. You're embarrassed. That's embarrassing for me. Why'd I do that? So don't embarrass me. It's a Mordechai, that's the Loi Evoish. Mishon u'miftoch latzadikim. What's Mishon? A leaning. They lean on you. I rely on you. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Chof Hei, Elokai v'cho batachti al evoisho. I rely on you. The Medrash, so it brings the Medrash. Moshe l'mado v'doyme. La'odom shematzu ha'shoimrim b'layla. Person, they found him at night, wandering. U'bikshu la'oisoy b'beis ha'soy. They wanted to put him in jail. Omar, he said, Hanichu, leave me. Sheben bita shel melech, I'm a grandson of the king. I put a grandson of the king in jail. Say, oh. They let him go. Tomorrow they came to his house. They came to the melech. They said, we found ben bitcho, draying around the streets. Omar ha-melech ain't ze ben bita. No relation, don't know. So they went to his house, they arrested him, they brought him to the melech. You see, the melech says to him, what's this sheker, melech? So he said simply, he said, listen, I saw they're going to arrest me. I figured the only way to get out of it, I'll say, I'm the grandson of the king. I send the grandson of the king, no one's going to touch me. So that's why I did it. The king answers him, Kivon shebotach bi hanichu, shelo yevoish mea bitochen bi. He relied on me, he used my name, because he knew that is solid. I'm not fine. I'm going to let... He says that's what the Medrash says. So it's a more thing of Shat in the Pasuk of Moshe. Even though Yaakov was in Lachlech, fine, I'm not Roy. Maybe, listen, but I relied on you. Atamarta, hated, I relied. I was so much on you, so that's what's supposed to be. Just going to end off with one more thing. By the Milchoma with the Yankiv and the Soi Shal Esav. So it says, this we could drop at Vayarki lo yuchaloi. What happened? But take up kaf yerech yankev behe ofka imod. He got something in the malach. The malach was able to hurt him. And then he gave him a brocha. The pasuk goes on afterward. And it says, by Yizroch loy Hashemesh, when Yankiv left, by Yizroch loy Hashemesh, kasher ovar es penuel, hutzay leal yurechoy, he was limping, al kein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael es gid hanoshe, ad hayoim hazeh, ki noga bekaf yerech Yankiv. The Yisra of gid hanoshe, one of the Taryag mitzvahs, comes from this maisa. What's the connection? Because the malach, the Soi Shal Esav hit the gid, so therefore we don't eat the gid anosha. So there's different pshatim in the Rishonim. This is now in Rishonim, not Foshim Liminaim today. We have Rishonim. Whenever you have a kasha, the first place to look is Rishonim, then you go further. So there's Rishonim about this. There's different Rishonim. The Sforno says a pshat. The Sforno says the reason we don't eat it is to show, sorry, Shalaisov, we don't even eat that part. You think you got us? You think you hurt Yankov? That's not even, we don't even take, that's the part we throw in the garbage. That's why we don't eat it. You think you were pagay in him? This? It's garnished. A certain kind of a school to make, not to be gurus what he did. As I stated in this phone over here, the Cheskuni. It's a second pshat, another pshat. That it was a knas. B'nei Yankiv were makabel upon themselves not to eat the gid anosha, and it turned into a laugh. It's a knas on them. A punishment. They are being punished for what? For letting Yaakov go alone. Ha'ivosa Yaakov levado. His 11 kids were with him. Why is he alone? No one went with him. They let him go yechidi. Look what happens to a person when he's yechidi. How do you let someone else How do you let your father, how do you let your good friend go alone? He has to go somewhere. And you let him go alone? It's a punishment. And it seems that this, they were mekabel it, and it was mekabel and Klal Yisrael as a zikoron forever. The Chizkuni says, and that's why Yaakov was very makpid on mitzvahs levaya when he sent Yosef. He was malav him. You already saw what happens when you're malav. It was a knas. You don't let someone go alone. Shot number three. The Rishonim bring down over here. It's a zecher for the neis that Yaakov Avinu was able to. This is the only thing that happened. He fought with the Sorish, so Eish. Look at him. He's perfectly fine, except for this. So we don't eat the Gid Anoshe as a zecher for the neis. Someone asked me, Lefida Tama Shlishi, Bishleim Lefida the first two Taimim, the Sforno, when I goris it, or it's a knas, that's why you don't eat. But a zecher for a neis, you should eat. A zecher for a neis, make a suda, you should eat it. A zecher for the neis. It seems that not every zecher for a neis needs a party. It's interesting you say, not everything needs a suda. I mean, maybe you could make a skula for the Basayin without a suda. I don't know, but not every, it seems, not today, any zecher for something needs a lechayim, and it needs a suda, and it needs a party. It seems not, no. I suppose it could be a, so anyway, those are the three taimim. Rabbi said, Lefi, all these three taimim, there's a simple kasha in pshat. When does it say the pasuk al kein lo yoichlu es gid anoshe? Not when he got hit, the kaf yerech. Afterward, by yizrach lo yashemesh, and he was elea. Afterward, when the yizrach lo yashemesh, and he was healed, then it says, oh, al kein lo yoichlu bnei Yisrael es gid anoshe. My high. Why now? Why now? It should have started before. Lefi all these three times. If Lefi the Sforno, we want to show there was no Hezek. Well, Lefi the Cheskuni, Knas, for what happened. Lefi the third Pshat, Zeichel Menes, that he still made it. So, right when it happened, why do you have to wait till afterward by Yitzhak Lo Yashem? It's a simple, very simple kash in the reading of the Psuk. So, I think this is a mocker to a fourth Pshat in Gid Anoshe, which is not so known. I don't know why. But it's a chinuch. It's not like it's a big idea. It's not a zoya, Rabbi. It's a chinuch. Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah Gimel of Gid. Rabbi said, whenever you buy meat from a store, from a kosher butcher, that's you're buying kosher meat, you're being mekayim l'chor. You're making sure there's no Gid Anoshe here. That's how you're mekayim, being porish from a lab. That's how you're not eating Gid Anoshe. The chinuch says, what's the shorish HaMitzvah? Kidei Shetehei Remez Li Yisrael. We are going to suffer tzoros rabbos. You can be 100% sure we will make it out of this. Why? Because Maisa Ovi similar bono was Yaakov. Oisoy Maloch Shinilcham im Yaakov. Bobi Kabolo Shahoyasori Shal Eso Shirotza Laokri Mina Oilum. The Tziaroi Benegia Sayerech, that Tsar, Vechain Zera Eso, is going to be Mitzaros, the whole Golos. Ula Basoif, Tia Lehem Yeshua Kimoishimatsinu, Baov with Yaakov Shazorcho Loyashemesh, Lirufuosoi Minatsar, Noishimatsar, Kain. Yizrach lanu Hashemesh el Moshiach v'yirapenu mitzareinu v'yigoleinu omein v'mheiru v'yomein. Wow. All this is in the little mitzvah of Gid Anoshe. So first of all, the Fidei Chinuch, the whole Zecher only starts after the Yizrach lo Hashemesh. There's no inyan to remember in Golos if you don't know that there's going to be a Yeshua sheyigoleinu v'yivdeinu. It's only after it's Mamash Nifla, after the Yizrach Lo Yashemesh, this is Mikvah, we will be out of this Golos just like Yankee Davila.
It's the Loshon Al Kain, because of that.
Like he needs an answer.
Yeah.
The fact that it's being Moisef. But he needs Al Kain. Again, our Shatar has to be a Farish Al Kain. Lefiza, I thought this is a Mokor, Rabbi Yisai. There's a Chiddush Nifla. Achidush mechudush mo'oid. I think we can say mo'oid mo'oid. From Rav Shloima HaKoyin, the Sefer Binyan Shloima in the Hakdoma.
bin in Schleim, Rav in Vilna.
Yes, the Lashon HaPasuk is Al Kain, Lo Yoichum Rivgid Anoshe, it says, Ad Hayoim Hazeh. He says it does not say that Lashon by any other mitzvah in the Torah. If the Torah wants to stress that it's noig, it says sometimes ledoyrois, ledoyrois seichem, and different lashonos, that it's not a mitzvah lashon. If the Torah wants to be madgish, that it wasn't only for Bnei Yankov, it was la'olam, you never find these such a lashon, ah, tilted ad hayoim hazeh. When mekayim this mitzvah tilted ad hayoim hazeh, what is this possible? So he says, lulei demistafino. He was probably scared. He was probably trembling when he wrote this. He says, Lule de Mistafino, I want to be Mechadish, then Isser from Yid Anoshe will be bottle la'osid lover. When Mashiach comes, there will be no more Isser Yid Anoshe. And he says, the Yid Anoshe is Meramis de Golos. He brings Makarios on this. Meramis de Golos. All the tzoymos that we tzam is merumas in the word git, git anoshe. Gimel is tzom gedalgi, which is gimel betishrei. Yud is asor betevis. The gematria of git, gimel yud dalet is 17, which is shiva asor betamuz. All were left tishubov. Tishubov is, they say, es git anoshe. Either take the S, tof aleph is tishubov. And once you're doing that, you can throw in tiny Esther, Tav Aleph. But also, Es Gid Hanoshe, the gematria is Tisha B'Av. I didn't work out the gematria. Usually I work it out before, I didn't. Es Gid Hanoshe is Tisha. He says, well, all the tzoymes, because all the tzoymes belong to the Churban. Churban came from this Gid Hanoshe, the Churban. So he says, well, after the Churban, why do we need the Gid Hanoshe anymore? This is his Chiddush. And many Achronim, Steichem et Beroisho, bring this down. It says, Minayim lo, how do you say such a chiddush without a smach? At least stick it into a Rashi. Blame it on a Rashi. Blame it on a Medrash. No. This is his chiddush. Derech Agav, there is a Chazal somewhere that says that the Chazir, a chazir is mafris parsa, but it's not malagera. It says la'osid lova, it will be malagera. The chazal say la'osid lova, it will be malagera. Some say it means the chazir will be tohar if the mitzvah Hashem will have chazir. But the orachaim over there in Parsha Shmini says no. The orachaim says li'oila matoyer like tishtana. A chazir is a chazir. Just because it'll be malagera, it'll have simoni tayra, but it won't become. But here he's saying a Torah like Tishtana. Ad kedei kach, he asks. Listen, I wish I could say over more. I wish we had more. He asks. The Gemara asks a shayla. If a gid is nisari with other gidim, is there then a bit? It's not bottle. Frak the Gemara. Why not bittel beroif? So the Gemara says because it's a barrier, even though it's only a part of a behemoth. But the gid has a din of a barrier is not bottle beroif. Frak im shloim makoy. The Gemara could have said something else. It's a dovah sheyesh loy matimin. It's not bottle. If he hishtikl toyer, that it'll become mutter. Mashiach could come and it'll be mutter. Mashiach can come and it'll be mutter. Why is it not a dova sheish lematirin? Mashiach will come and it'll be mutter. So he's mechadish. I mean, only he could be mechadish this because only he's this is his sugya. He says the gid that was also today won't become mutter. The gid when Mashiach comes, any gid from then and on, and the famous will be, but not anything else here before, will be up. But anyway, L'choyra, boys, I'm just finishing. L'choyra, if we have this chinuch, we have this beautiful chinuch, I think it's a smach godl. So the Binyan Shlomo. The chinuch says the whole Esav and Gid Anoshe is to be merames. What Esav went, what Yaakov went through with this fight, this, and the Basayv Zorcha Lo Yashemesh. So it does make sense, L'fi the chinuch, that by Zrichas Hashemesh, this should be Musa. Voice from Shabbat to Shabbat.